the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Natural. So many foods, cosmetics, cleaners, and drugs claim this status. But why does it matter? I'm Nikki Donaldson. Today on the Missouri State Journal, I have three guests. Dr. Paul Durham, Distinguished Professor and Director of the Center of Biomedical and Life Sciences at Missouri State. Hunter Sheckley, Graduate Conducting Research in Durham's lab. And Yinli Fan, Visiting Scholar from China. They are here to discuss how natural substances could reset the scales in favor of our health. Durham explains.
We've not exhausted our pharmacological approaches, but the pipeline for drugs is kind of slowing down, and it's getting more difficult to identify new ones. And I think what we're seeing is a paradigm shift in medicine where I think we have to get better at preventing disease rather than treating disease after it's happened. And that's where kind of like the natural products and the nutraceuticals come in, is because those are things that you can incorporate in your diet that are going to block inflammation pathways. They're going to block pain pathways. And we've done some work on this in the past. You might remember about the grapeseed extract and the cocoa, you know, showing that dark chocolate contains like beta-sitosterol, which is a steroid type drug that actually is very much an anti-inflammatory. So if you consume dark chocolate on a regular basis, it's like taking a steroid drug. And then also, like, the grapeseed extract has been really remarkable for its antioxidant properties. And so by, you know, incorporating grapeseed extract in, it basically decreases the pain and the inflammation in those joints and just helps you, you know, maintain your health.
Last fall, the center began analyzing the biochemistry of goji berries, commonly found in Fan's home country of China. When she came to the lab, she brought her interest and knowledge of the berry. She worked alongside Sheckley to learn the testing techniques, which she hopes to take back to her lab in the fall.
Goji berries have been used in traditional medicine in China for over 2,000 years. And the Chinese people are very familiar with goji berries. So I'm studying with goji berries for many years. I'm interested in goji berries' many effects in human bodies, such as anti-inflammatory and antioxidant. I hope I can find some new activities about goji berries. And Dr. Durham gave me some new ideas.
We've been seeing really good results with the goji berries actually being upregulation of proteins that are known to decrease inflammation and pain. And so that's really been very exciting. Crazy as it sounds, we're comparing it to mama jeans, because actually mama jeans sells a type of goji berry as well. And so we're doing a comparison with that. And then Hunter brought in other ones like ironweed and winged sumac, which were also are more native plants and would be used by American Indians. Mm-hmm. And so we're beginning to explore their properties as well.
One thing I noticed with polyphenol-rich plants is they all have like this reddish and this purplish color to them. So I don't know if she said about the goji berries, but they're this like really bright red and it's just gorgeous. And then like with the winged sumac, they're more of like a purple. And so, or like grapes, you have purple. With the ironweed, those are a small purple flower I'm extracting from. So last summer what I did is I was in my lab and I just did methanol extractions from all these different plants. And I tested other things that didn't really make the cut because they didn't have high amounts. I just tried to look for natural sources of like purples and red fruits and stuff.
Although they see a lot of promise in these nutraceuticals, Durham also identifies a challenge.
One of the biggest challenges I think with nutraceuticals is trying to get the same dose every time. So when you think about pharmaceuticals, you have an active ingredient that you know is going in there. It's like at 10 milligrams, and every pill is going to be 10 milligrams. Nutraceuticals, it's a little bit trickier because, you know, each time you grind them up and you do that, you might not get the same exact amount. But the thing that comes with nutraceuticals is that there's many compounds that are making up those flowers and leaves. So, and they have redundancy. So there's many compounds that are actually acting to block inflammation and pain. So it's the combination, I think, of the different ones that actually make it so effective.
The results from their preclinical studies show major health benefits without the need for drug intervention, which is an especially important finding now, when opioid drug dependency is at a critical state. The findings from these studies are shared at conferences and in trade publications to hopefully influence physicians to make them think twice before pulling out the prescription pad. Durham explains that the first step is education.
I saw a statistic just recently, which was really kind of scary. It was like basically saying that 97% of Americans get enough protein every day, but only 3% of Americans get enough fiber every day. And the fiber that we're talking about is coming from the fruits and vegetables. It's coming from those natural products and such. So I think there's got to be a paradigm shift where we just start eating healthier. And then when we do that, I think we'll overall have better health.
That was Dr. Paul Durham, Hunter Sheckley, and Yin-Li Fan. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397.